Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on June 6 regarding Cynthia Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Webster as described in the report cited above. This pertains to injuries she allegedly sustained on 10-1-13 involving her head, comma, back, comma, and both legs. She is now a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 10-28-21. Period. She was seated in the rear in a stopped school bus when She was seated in a stopped school bus when it was hit from the rear. She reports being jerked but did not sustain any direct bodily trauma. As a result, she believes she injured her lower neck, comma, lower back, comma, and shoulders. She did not go to the emergency room afterwards. She had further evaluation but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. She did not get an MRI or physical therapy. She has completed her course of active treatment. She seems to admit to having treatment for the same body parts from a prior accident, but in reality, it seems as if it is the same one. In paragraph, the limited medical records supplied show she was seen at WorkNet on 10-28-21. She was limping, complaining of back pain after a motor vehicle accident 1 hour ago. She was a 60-year-old obese female bus driver who was involved in a four rear-ended motor vehicle accident. Four rear-end motor vehicle accidents in the past 5 years, and was also struck by a vehicle while a pedestrian in 2015, while working approximately 1 hour ago while carrying two passengers in her school bus. It was rear-ended while she was stopped waiting to merge into traffic. She complained of stiffness in her low back, radiating to the neck and across her shoulders. They also noted a surgical history of bladder cancer removal with urethra bag. Exam found limited lumbar flexion with negative straight leg raising. She had full range of motion of the cervical spine with tenderness across the shoulders bilaterally, posteriorly. Sperling test was negative. No x-rays were performed. She was empirically diagnosed with a lumbar sprain and cervical strain after a motor vehicle accident. She was dispensed Motrin as well as reusable gel ice packs for cryotherapy. It was anticipated she would require 1 week of treatment and observation, but there was no documentation that she followed up at all. Physical exam. General appearance throughout the evaluation, she sighed, comma, grumbled, comma, and grimaced. These were all indications of symptom magnification. Extremities, upper normal macro. Shoulders normal macro. Extremities lower. Motion of the right hip was full, but internal and external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full and all spheres without crepitus or tenderness. The rest of that section is normal spine cervical. Active flexion was variable. It was much improved after supine straight leg raising maneuver was completed. Bilateral rotation was to 40 degrees in a ratchet-like fashion, paired side bending right was 25 degrees and left 20 degrees. Paired flexion and extension were full, but the latter elicited tenderness. Paired there was superficial hyperreactive tenderness to the paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm. Paired this involved her actually jumping up as if in severe pain. Paired the rest of the sections normal, thoracic. There was superficial tenderness about patient about the left interscapular musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the right. Lumbosacral. She changed position slowly and was able to squat to 30 degrees and rise. Paired she sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 60 degrees and extended to 5 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation and side bend are accomplished fully. Paired there was superficial tenderness of palpation about the lumbosacral junction and the paravertebral musculature bilateral in the absence of spasm. Paired before supine straight leg raise maneuvers were accomplished or begun, she complained of having a spasm in her abdominal muscles on the right. Paired supine straight leg raise maneuver on the right at 60 degrees elicited hip tenderness but no low back or radicular complaints. Paired on the left at 60 degrees, low back discomfort was elicited without radicular complaints. Paired there was a markedly positive trunk torsion and Hoover test for symptom magnification. Paired the rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 10/28/21, Cynthia Webster was a bus operator at a standstill when it was struck from the rear by another vehicle. Paired she was seen at WorkNet, who deemed her injuries were not so severe as to even warrant x-rays. Paired she was initiated on conservative care for sprains and strains. Paired they did note a history of 4 other motor vehicle accidents in the previous 5 years. Paired she currently denies being involved in any other motor vehicle accidents or work injuries throughout her tenure with the insured since 2001. Paired she has been able to return to her full duty capacity with the insured. Paired her tone exam found there to be numerous signs of symptom magnification from the outset. Paired new paragraph, there is 0% permanent, partial, or total disability referable to the neck, comma, back, comma, or arms. Paired her subject to complaints disproportionate to the objective findings and the mechanism of injury in this case from approximately 6 months ago. Period. End.